Phil Moss is on the line. Plenty to talk about in the world of football. Mossy, good morning. Happy Easter.
Yeah, same to you, Ray, Bulldog, and all our listeners. Yeah, wonderful weekend of Easter football, both here and abroad, of course. The EPL, just it's a gift that just keeps on giving, whether it's Easter, Christmas, New Year, it doesn't matter. But some wonderful games overnight.
Well, speaking of the EPL, Spurs momentarily got back into fourth position, but Aston Villa did get a win as well. They've jumped ahead of Spurs, but both teams had good wins overnight.
Yeah, they did. Important wins for both, obviously. I'm sure Ange was hoping that Villa might slip up after they got the 3 points. They had to come from behind against Luton Town at home. It's the fourth time in the last five home games they've had to come from behind. So that's something that is probably a bit of a thorn in Ange's side and wanting to sort that out. But there's they got the 3 points in the end, and then Villa cruised to victory over Wolves. But there's high drama in Brentford versus Manchester United, because in the 96th minute, Mason, and it's still live as we speak, it's 90 plus 11 minutes of injury time. I haven't been able to get hold of the game, the vision of the game, because I'm in the Hunter Valley and not got much reception, but Mason Mount scored in the 96th minute, and Brentford have just equalised in the 99th minute through Ayer. So some high drama there. Manchester United would have thought they had all 3 points.
Yeah.
And they may still grab something. Who knows? There's still a few seconds left. But, yeah, high drama there, because that 3 points would have been gold dust for Manchester United. Looks like they're going to have to settle for one.
Now, Chelsea and Everton, they're in a world of hurt after overnight results. Mossy?
Yeah, Bulldog, not good. Everton, of course, trying to stave off relegation, went down 2-1 to Bournemouth, at Bournemouth. But Chelsea, and that's big news in itself. I don't want to dismiss that, of course, for Evertonians and all their fans. But Chelsea booed off the pitch at home, 2-2 to Burnley. Burnley were down to 10 men from the 40th minute, and Chelsea still couldn't put them away. So Pochettino, who we all came to love when he was at Spurs, is under real pressure at Chelsea. Things just aren't going well there in the bottom half of the table for a club like them. That's just not good enough. And I think Ray also mentioned Newcastle, West Ham.
What a fight back here, Mossy.
Incredible, yeah. Ray. 3-1 down after half time, and came back to 4-3. Eddie Howe sparked some huge scenes of celebration there, because that's a huge 3 points for Newcastle in the scheme of the season. And a massive, massive fight back over West Ham at home.
Exactly. Well, get your tips shortly, but a couple of massive games tomorrow morning, Mossy.
Oh, huge. All eyes are on the Etihad, probably more so than Anfield. Liverpool hosting Brighton, but Manchester City go head-to-head with Arsenal. Now, this time last year, Arsenal had a 10-point lead at the top of the table. They bottled it, and Man City came home and snatched the title from them in those final, I think it was eight games. And one of those big losses to Arsenal in that period was 4-1 to Manchester City. They thrashed them. And that was Pep basically putting his apprentice, Mikel Arteta, back in his pocket, saying, not yet, son. So we'll see how far Arsenal have come. If they can go to the Etihad tomorrow morning and get a point or three, they'll show they've come to the next level mentally, and they're more prepared to really put up a fight for this title. But it should be an absolute ripper either way.
A-League, Sydney FC, statement win over the Mariners.
Huge. Producer Steve slept well last night. Plenty of adrenaline running through his veins. A big Sydney FC fan. Look, this was a statement win. There's no doubt about it. At home to Central Coast Mariners, who have been one of the form teams, if not the form team, probably, you know, alongside Wellington of this season. And Sydney put them to the sword and deserved it. Anthony Caceres with a wonderful goal. He's really come to a whole new level again this season, I think, Caceres, and scored the opener, which was just wonderfully taken, exquisite skill. And they went on and dominated the game, really, and fully deserved the 2-0 lead.
Melbourne City and Newcastle, a 0-0 draw back on Friday night. Adelaide United put Western United to the sword 4-1.
They did, and Nestori Irinkunda showed why Bayern Munich are so excited to have him on their books. He's an enigma. He's still young, the kid, but on Friday night he showed what he's all about. Three wonderful goals for his first hat-trick in the A-League, and Adelaide were good value for the 4-1 win, and Western United again have just been showing some green shoots over the last month or so, but yeah, they were certainly second best on Friday night. And as you said, Melbourne City held to a 0-0 draw by Newcastle in Melbourne. That's a big point for Newcastle. They're, of course, trying to stave off the wooden spoon this season. So Robbie Stanton will be delighted with that result and the resilience and the resolve they showed. Of course, there's been a lot of headlines over Newcastle in recent weeks about their ownership and whether they may fold at the end of this season. So that'll give the dressing room a real boost, I think.
And Mossy, just finally, A-League Women's Sydney FC on the cusp of a fourth straight Premier's Plate.
Incredible Bulldog, and Ante Juric never gets the headlines he deserves. He's the coach of Sydney FC. He continually rebuilds that squad, and if they are to go on and beat Melbourne Victory today at home, then they will claim the Premier's Plate over Melbourne City, who at the moment, I think from memory, are a point behind them. Yes, they are. So Sydney FC on 39 points, Melbourne City on 38 points. Melbourne City have to go to Perth to take on Perth tonight after the Sydney FC game. So if Sydney FC can wrap up the 3 points against Melbourne Victory at home in the Big Blue, so much on the line, then they will celebrate that Premier's Plate, and deservedly so, because, as I said, Juric just continually rebuilds that squad, continually pumps out Matildas and players that go overseas, and he deserves a lot of credit.
Yeah, great success story, Sydney FC women's team, aren't they? Hey, Mossy, our multi for the Easter long weekend.
Let's go, Ray. We're going to go with a little bit of A-League into EPL. No surprises that Liverpool are one of those. Liverpool to get over Brighton.
Got to win that.
I'm going to, must win. And, of course, the big one at the Etihad, I'm going to go with Manchester City. I just think that they'll still have just enough to get over the line there at home, of course. Liverpool into Manchester City, into Wellington Phoenix to beat Brisbane Roar. So it's a three-legger. Paying around the $6 mark, and some juicy returns if we can get this one up.
Liverpool into Manchester City into Wellington Phoenix. Hey, Mossy, appreciate. Happy Easter to you and your family, mate.
Yeah, same to you, Ray, Bulldog, and everyone. Thanks for having me on.